Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
.609 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and happy Monday. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Dan, the fog was thick on Cold Soil Road this morning, my fog trip.
Thank you for the Bill Spadia fog report.
It was nothing.
Yep.
And then it was full and then out of it. I would say it was maybe, I don't know, half a mile.
I debated whether to put the word patchy in my forecast and when describing the fog, but it sounds like that was a good call. It's mainly a southern half of the state and coastal thing. That's just where the humidity is greatest here. And it's not like it's that humid. It's just the humidity, the temperature has dropped to the dew point, and you know, you have just enough moisture in the air to get that vapor.
It was summertime. Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, it was.
Hot. I mean, we had the Nicholas Yudanich Foundation event on Saturday. Thank God for the great weather, but by the afternoon, it was hot.
So the hottest spot in New Jersey on Saturday was 87, and Sunday was 88. That's a little ridiculous for early October. I don't think we technically broke any records, but we were really close to it here.
But fall is coming. Is it going to come in with a lion with the weather on Wednesday? Is
Roar.
It rain?
Yes. So cold front slides in Tuesday night into Wednesday, first with a batch of rain. The forecast has kind of waffled back and forth between showers and soaker. I'm kind of settling in the middle. I think we'll see a batch of steady rain. We really need it. Yeah. So I'd love to see a good half inch to an inch of rain. Again, that's tomorrow night into Wednesday. And then it's going to get a little blustery, breezy to windy on Wednesday. And that's going to send temperatures tumbling. You know, we're not talking about 80s anymore. We're talking about 60s for the second half of the week. It is definitely going to feel more October-ish by the end of the week here.
And with respect to the 5-day forecast, I will wait till tomorrow to ask you about the weekend.
Yeah, so the weekend, we're going to start, a lot of people are going to start seeing some hype about a big potential storm for the weekend.
Yeah.
I see it in the models. I think there is potential there for multiple inches of rain somewhere in the neighborhood. The thing is, there's also the potential for high pressure to build in and just kick this thing right out to sea.
Got it.
And forecasts in the 6 to 7 day range have just not been good lately.
Yeah.
So yes, let's give this another day or two and see what develops, and then we can talk seriously. Probably Wednesday morning, start to really pinpoint, okay, are we really going to get wet this weekend, or can we actually enjoy some nice fall weather?
But the bottom line is, by Wednesday morning, fall is back.
By the time the rain wraps up, probably around noon on Wednesday, then we're really going to taste that fall air, and it's going to get crisp. It's going to get chilly.
I love it.
You're already wearing the
I'm ready.
Vest.
It was chilly this morning.
It's a little cool.
It was a little chilly this morning.
You won't need the vest this afternoon. You'll definitely need it.
I don't think I'll need it by 10 o'clock this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Dan.
Yep.
Eric, how was the weekend?
Summer-like.
right? Didn't feel like football weather, did it?
No, not at all.
So now here we are, 6:12 in the morning. I'm guessing you stayed up to watch the Bills.
I did, yeah.
How'd that work out?
It didn't work out great for them. So, it was the Bills and Eagles were the only undefeated teams left, and they both lost.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
It's funny, I'm disconnected from sports, and I didn't realize. So on Saturday, we had a family event in Delaware. And it was great. It was an engagement party, and it was just great to see so many folks we hadn't seen in a while. But I did not anticipate that the Phillies were at home for the opening of the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is all this traffic? Because I looked at it. It should have taken me an hour and a half to get to right outside of Wilmington.
Yep.
Beautiful golf course. What a night. What a night Saturday night was.
Better weather or anything.
I mean, the sunset was beautiful. But all of a sudden the navigation is showing like 2 hours and 15 minutes. I don't understand. And it wasn't until I'm sitting and I'm looking at the Philly skyline and traffic's not moving, I'm like, why is everyone in red? I'm like, oh, right. So anyway, lesson learned.
Yeah.
Lesson learned.
Well, but, that's what is it? Game two is tonight, I believe, right? Six?
Yeah.
Just after six?
It's interesting being disconnected. I wonder if I'm the only one. I wonder if this is a thing because it felt like, and maybe just because I was tuned into it, that there was a lot more hype around the playoffs years ago. It feels like it's all betting now.
Yeah.
Now, even hearing Jill come in the morning, like it's all about the picks. It's not about loving the team.
Bills played Sunday night, so we all went to Parks early, you know, had some lunch and hit the sports book and some tables and kind of had a good time there and then came back and, you know, enjoyed the weather outside and, you know, then watched the game. I mean, it was a nice weekend.
But Parks is an experience, right? So the food, you're there for the food and the friendship and the fun. I mean, it's but I mean, like, we're watching, so the Phillies game was on in the golf club at the event. And I would say, you know, there were a couple, maybe a dozen people that you could all of a sudden hear the cheers when the Phillies got a hit. Yeah. And I'm like, that was old school. Having the game on during the engagement party, I thought was pretty cool. But, you know, and my guess is with your friends at Parks, you know, it's celebratory. And if you're in Philly, it's way more emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Up and down with the game. Yeah. But I just mean, generally speaking, I feel like more people are into the betting on sports than the emotional attachment to the team.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, there's the proliferation of the apps. I mean, there's in-game, you know, betting and things like that, which I love. I think it's a lot of fun. And, you know, even if it's a game that you don't particularly have a rooting interest in, you know, if you got a couple of bucks on the game, now all of a sudden
you're interested,
right?
Now you're in it. Yeah. It's interesting. I but anyway, I'm attributing that to my not paying attention to the traffic on Saturday. But anyway, it was a great weekend. Maybe after 6:30, I'll wait to hear your update on the bear spray attack.
Oh God. Yeah. I mean, what a crazy story.
Crazy story.
Yeah.
I don't know what struck me the most, that there were $10,000 worth of sunglasses stolen or the fact that it was two women.
Right.
I don't mean that to be sexist. I assume robbers are men. Am I the only one that thought that about the story? So two women rob a store in South Jersey, stealing $10,000 in sunglasses. The clerk is assaulted by one of the robbers because she sprayed bear spray at her, I would imagine disabling her for some time.
I mean,
that's really bad.
That is bad stuff.
Is she in the hospital or is she okay?
She's fine now, but I mean, it is that if it's going to stop an 800-pound bear, you don't want that in your face.
You don't want that in your face. All right, 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Let's talk about small business. So what do you do to protect yourself? Have you ever been robbed as a retail or small business owner? This sounds like the whole criminal thing has gone way past what you might expect. Two women rob a sunglasses store. A lot of questions to unpack there. 1-800-283-101.5, 616. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day at work payday. When would be a good time to win $1,000?
Right now.
Listen for the at work payday cash code starting at 8 a.m. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work on New Jersey 101.5. Powered by Nissan. Fall starts with Nissan. Route 46, Route 17, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan. Where buying is always fun and easy.
6:23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. Till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So, sunglasses hut. I don't own sunglasses. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm not a sunglasses wearer. Sun's never bothered my eyes, and I don't wear them. But two women robbed a luxury sunglasses store in Evesham Township last month. They arrested one of them, but This happened just a week ago, September 29th. The business is on Route 73. An employee confronted the two women who were coming and wearing hats and covering their faces. And as the employee called police, one of the robbers sprayed her with bear spray. I mean, can you imagine? So anyway, needless to say, they got away with $10,000 in sunglasses, and at least one is now in custody, and I'm sure they'll hopefully soon find the other. But it struck me, number one, 10 grand for 18 sunglasses. Two, it was two women robbing, and I don't mean that to sound anything other than, did that also surprise you? But my question on the Small Business Monday is, do you run a store? Have you ever been robbed? Leanna in Brick, good morning. You've been robbed, huh?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Yes, I have.
Tell me about it.
About 7 years ago, I own a salon on Route 9 in Howell.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get that phone call at 3 a.m. and it's the police saying, come on down, you've been robbed.
Wow.
And it's a gut feeling because, you know, you're a small business. You don't know what you're going to run into. And I was grateful that it was just some money. You know, I leave my draw at 200, I'm not going to lie. And then, you know, I had to pay over 500 some odd dollars to replace my front door, my glass door that I was responsible for.
That's interesting. Do you have insurance for that, or was it because are you leasing the spot for your salon?
Yes, we do lease on Route 9, and I will tell you, Bill, anything within your four walls is your responsibility. So that front door was my responsibility.
How about that? I wouldn't have thought that. I mean, I would just have assumed that the landlord would take care of that, and there'd be some insurance policy that would cover that.
No, well, the insurance policy most likely would have, but due to the fact that it was, you know, $500, you're not going to tap out the insurance for something like that.
Right. How much money did they steal?
They only got $200 from me. There were several other businesses within my complex that did get hit. One of them was an eyeglass center, and yes, all of their designer sunglasses were stolen out of the front.
How about that? That's
window
amazing.
As well.
And this was 7 years ago.
Obviously, they know where business.
Yeah.
It was about 7 years ago.
And
I am receiving restitution, Bill. I just want you to know that the state of New Jersey occasionally sends me a check between $3 and $15 for each individual that is required to pay me back.
No kidding. So they caught the guy.
Yeah.
And
all three gentlemen. Yes.
They caught three guys, and part of the deal is did they do jail time?
I would imagine, yes, Bill, that they're in jail.
So wait a minute.
I don't know if they still are.
So
but
they have
there
to
is restitution.
So you 7 years later, you're still getting a $3 to $5 check in the mail?
It's between 3 and 15, and yes, Bill, I just received one last week.
I think that's it sounds like it would cost them more to do that. What kind of deal did they cut with these guys? Are they paying $1 a month? That's unbelievable to me. Wow.
Well, the way I see it is if they're working, I'm getting paid. If they're not working, I'm not getting paid, Bill.
Wow. How about
that? And I'm a small business.
Well, Leanna, plug your business real quick. I've got 10 seconds.
I am Salon 202 in Howell, New Jersey. We are open 6 days a week. We are open Tuesday through Sunday. We've got 8 hairdressers hit us up. We've been around for 15 years.
I love it. Leanna, thank you. Appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day. 628, Eric Scott with your news next. <music> 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So we're talking about whether your small business has ever been robbed. Eric, it was in Evesham Township, the sunglasses hut on, what is it, Route 70?
73. Yeah.
Gets robbed. Two women. And they've caught one of them, but they got away with 18 to 20 sunglasses worth $10,000.
$10,000. Yeah. Did you realize that sunglasses are that expensive?
No idea. I don't wear sunglasses. And I know I'm an oddball with that most people do. But what struck me is, A, $10,000 for 18 sunglasses. B, that it was two women that robbed the store. And C, that they assaulted the store clerk with bear spray.
With bear spray, yeah. I mean,
thank God they didn't have a gun, but still, that woman must have hurt. I mean, as you said, an 800-pound bear could be taken down by the bear spray. Can't imagine what that felt like.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad stuff. I mean, there's been times where it has been just slightly released in a room and it's made people sick.
It's
pepper spray and then some.
Yeah.
It's no joke. And fortunately, it looks like the employee is going to be okay. The woman that they arrested is in Delaware. She's awaiting extradition. They're still trying to find the second suspect. We don't know if the woman that's in custody is the one that triggered the bear spray or not.
Right.
But man, I'll tell you, I didn't realize that sunglasses were that valuable or that expensive.
Yeah.
Because I told you off the air, you know, I always have sunglasses, but I would get them at the rest stop on the Atlantic City Expressway. They had a little kiosk that was outside, and I think you could get like two pair for $10. Because I'm always slamming them in a car door or leaving them somewhere or wherever.
I can't imagine spending hundreds of dollars on a pair of sunglasses. I don't understand people who have designer glasses. I buy these cheaters. I've graduated to a two.
Oh,
I know. This started, I've been tracking this since I turned 43. So now, I don't know why. People say at 40, your vision starts to go. 43, I started having to extend my arm to read a menu. By the time I was 50, my arm was no longer long enough. So I went to the ones and then the one and a half, and here I am, 56. I'm at the twos, but I can't imagine ever buying real glasses because I buy these on Amazon. It costs me $12 for six.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I did the same thing. Right? I have them all around the house.
Yeah, they're like every once in a while I find a nest.
Yeah,
where they break, I lose them, and I don't care. Jill discovered a pair that fell out of my car the other day. I think they may still be sitting on the curb. She was going to put a chalk line around
That's
it.
Funny.
Yeah, there's a picture somewhere I'll post.
But I found it was a game changer because one of the things I love to do on vacation is read. And, like, read a real book, like a paper book, you know, not an e-book or anything like that. But I'll sit, you know, on the beach or on a deck or something and read. I found cheater sunglasses.
Really?
And talk about a game changer.
You know, because you can read outside.
Yeah, because I could sit and read outside. Yeah. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. And then Sandra's like, yeah, I've had those for years.
Yeah, of course.
I'm like, well, how come you didn't share this information
with me,
right?
Exactly. All right, let's go to Don in Blackwood. Don, you worked at a store that got robbed. Tell me about it.
Well, in the late 90s, I worked for Levitt's Furniture in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're having a big sale. Armor car guy came in. As he was walking out of the store, a man walked up behind him, shot him in the back of the head.
Oh, my God.
Shot some warning shots in the store and took off with, he got 10 grand. If he had waited a day, he would probably got 90 grand.
He killed the armored car driver.
I didn't die. It went through the back of his.
He lived.
Went through his neck, out his mouth. He was back to work in a week.
Wait, when did this happen? That is a shocking story. Is this the Levitt's?
My grandmother's birthday.
Wait, is this the Levitt's on Route 70?
This is on the Levitt's, right behind the Cherry Hill Mall.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is.
Yeah.
Or is that, it might be on Route 38.
What?
Might be Route 38.
38 yeah, and Haddonfield Road. Yeah. It was amazing. When the guy came, we had FBI, DEA, CIA, like every anagram abbreviation you could be in the store. We were there till midnight that night, and then they came back the next day, and the Secret Service would come back every so many months to say, does anybody buying big new cars? They thought it was an inside job.
No kidding. What year was this?
Let's see. I started there. It's probably 90. I was married in 92. So 93. It was February, probably like 10th of 93, because my grandmother's birthday was that night, and I missed my grandmother's surprise party. And we didn't have cell phones, and it was at my aunt's house, and I didn't know my aunt's number. So I'm like, oh, Jesus, what am I going to do? They're going to hear this on the radio, think I got shot. And I also know the young lady's father and fiance that got robbed on 73. They work with me.
No kidding. How are they doing?
She's The fiance is like, he's like, I have rage in my body. He goes, this is a week later. I can't get it out. And she's doing fine, just mentally, you know, like when something like that happens.
Well, the store is still open, right? They're reopened.
I don't think she's ever going back there to work again.
No kidding. That's a shame. I get it, though. It's jarring, right? I mean, Don, how was it going back to work for you? I mean, to watch a guy get shot in the head?
That was pretty pretty bad, but you had to do what you had to do. And, it was we had one guy who was an ex, he was a counterinsurgency in Vietnam. He started chasing the guy.
No kidding.
He grabbed the security guard's gun and was running after him.
Wow. Did they catch the guys?
We believe so. It was back in the 90s, there was a rash of armored car robbers in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
We think it was that group.
Yeah, like a ring.
Yeah.
Man, that is a wild story, Don. Thank God the guy lived. Right there is an incredible story on its own.
You know, the armored car company sent a basket of fruit. My manager goes, here's a $3,000 gift certificate. Buy whatever furniture you want in here. But his own company didn't take care of him.
Isn't that a shame? Yeah, well, big corporate. What can you say, right? Now, that's the part of the story that is not unbelievable. Don, thank you. Appreciate the call and the story. Wow. Imagine being right up close and personal on a robbery like that. So question for you, what have you seen? Has your store been robbed? And I feel bad, this woman with the sunglasses hut now, not wanting to go back to work. I can't say that I blame her. How about you? You own a small business. Have you ever been the victim of a crime? 1-800-283-101.5. 645, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
Connect to the show anytime by sending us a message through our app. Just tap on Chat with Hosts, only on New Jersey 101.5. Five.
6:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So in honor of our small businesses, today is Monday, and if you've got a business that you'd like to plug, my lines are open throughout the day, no matter what I'm talking about. If you've got a small business that our listeners want to hear about, 1-800-283-101.5. I started the conversation this morning because the sunglasses hut in Evesham on Route 73 was robbed on September 29th. And two robbers got away with $10,000 in sunglasses. Now, this was only 18 or 20. They said 18 to 20, so somewhere in that neighborhood. But less than two dozen sunglasses worth 10 grand. Wow. And one of the perps used bear spray to disable the clerk when she was trying to call for help. Now, they've arrested one woman in Delaware and are searching for the other suspect. But wow, what a harrowing experience to be on the wrong end of that robbery. And my question to you is, have you ever been robbed? Have you had this experience? And if you're a small business, what are you doing to protect yourself? You know, you look at the situation as it's devolving in New York City with this Mondami potentially going to win the mayor's race, guy that wants to defund the police, a guy that said that the real violence is committed by the courts, not the gangs. I mean, this guy is something else. But if you're a bodega owner in New York City, I mean, I know a lot of these guys have shotguns under the counters, and I certainly understand that. But I wonder what is going to happen to small businesses that are left to fend for themselves. And if you're on the Jersey side, it's nothing so dramatic. But still, the killers are out there. The robbers are out there. What are you doing in this climate to protect your small business? And I'll give you the plug for Acteon Networks. I'm telling you, this video surveillance, you see those cameras, not only does it capture everything going on, but it's also a deterrent. And I tell everybody, you owe it to yourself to get that security assessment at Acteon.net, Acteon.net. And I say that firsthand because that's what Jody and I have to protect us in our home. I mean, everything is tracked. You know, you don't go near my house without your face being on video, your license plate being captured. I mean, it happens in real time, and it's the same here at 101.5. But my question to you is, what are you doing? If you're a clerk in a store, I mean, are you armed? Are you having your employees get their right to carry? What are you doing to keep your team safe? And have you ever been robbed? 1-800-283-101.5. 656. Eric Scott with the news in 4 minutes.
Live and local radio with personalities who care about what you think. We are New Jersey 101.5.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back in. So we're talking about whether or not you've been robbed. And as I've said, it is Small Business Monday. So if you've got a business you want to plug, the lines are open. 1-800-283-101.5. Let's start with Trevor in Fanwood. So, Trevor, you were robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah, I was working part-time in a liquor store many years ago. Had a guy come in wearing a stocking cap, pulled out his gun, wanted the money in the register. I backed him down a little bit. I made sure I got between myself and him, you know, with some of the liquor displays. I was married, had a wife and three sons, and, you know, back from Vietnam. And I'm like, you know what? I made it back from Vietnam, and somebody's not going to, you know, shoot me for somebody else's money. And they never found the guy.
They never found him. Did you just let him rifle through the register?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It wasn't my money. I didn't care.
How did the bosses react?
They were very happy that nobody got hurt.
Yeah,
and, you know, there was no issue with the money.
What did he get away with? Here's a guy threatening the life of a returning veteran, young guy. What was his take?
Probably under $1,000.
Yeah, imagine. Imagine risking the rest of your life in prison and shutting down a family like that for $1,000. It's so amazing. What went through your head when you first walked in, Trevor?
I remember it was right after Labor Day, so
yeah.
The weather was nice. And he came in, and I looked, and I said, here's a guy. It's like the first week after Labor Day, and he's got all his winter clothes on. And
wow.
As soon as I said that, he reached in his pocket, and I saw the gun. And I remember the police said to me, how big was the gun? I said, oh, about 2 feet long, because you know what? When you're looking down the barrel of a pistol,
yeah,
they all look like they're 2 feet long.
Oh, I'll bet it did. Wow, Trevor. Powerful. Well, thank God you're okay. It's got to feel like yesterday, though, even the way you're describing it.
Yeah, I'll remember it forever.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing, Trevor. Have a great rest of your day. How about that? The gun is 2 feet long. Yeah, I'll bet if you're staring down the barrel of a weapon that someone's coming to take from you. Unbelievable. Peter in South Plainfield, good morning. What do you got for us?
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling for Small Business Monday.
Great. What business you want to plug?
New Height Movers in South Plainfield, New Jersey.
New Height Movers. You do cross-country moves, local moves. What do you do?
Local moves and to the tri-state area.
Local in tri-state area. And you, Peter, for tri-state, PA and Delaware or New York and Connecticut?
PA, Delaware, New York, Connecticut, all within there.
All right, all of it. Okay, good. Is it your company?
Yes.
How'd you get started in a moving company?
I first started off working for another moving company on the weekends and progressively just worked my way into doing it full time and to eventually took a leap of faith and went on my own. And we've been in business now for a few years trying to make it.
How many trucks you got?
There, I met you at one event that they had in just 2 weeks ago. For the other businesses?
In Flemington.
Yes.
That was a great event. Yes, yes. Yes. My friend Julie Parker runs that networking event. Peter, that is, that's, I remember you now. Let me ask you, how many trucks do you have?
We have two trucks.
Two trucks, and you go anywhere from New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Jersey. What are you finding, Peter? Because I, you know, we get a study every year. United Van Lines does a study, and for 5 years in a row now, New Jersey is the place that most people are moving out of, not into. Where are you seeing most of the moves going to? Are they going from New Jersey to another place, or are they coming from another place into Jersey?
Well, definitely they are. We do get a lot of calls that go to, they want to go to North Carolina, South Carolina, or Florida. Those are the three, probably the main states that I get calls for.
Yeah, and you don't service
coming
that.
Coming out of New Jersey.
We don't
serve that, but if we ever do, we do, you know, we, being in the business for a while, we always try to definitely steer them in the direction of somebody that maybe we work with.
And, got it.
You know, that I know is reputable. But we
We
personally do not go down to Florida.
How many moves from Jersey to Pennsylvania? Is that your most common local move?
Yes, to Pennsylvania. If we go out of state, we will service Pennsylvania, and that is one of the ones that is most likely to get out.
And do you service?
We were actually just there last week. Just moved somebody really deep down into Pennsylvania on Penn Hill Road.
Do you do mostly home moves or business moves as well?
We do home moves mostly, but we also do service businesses. Being in South Plainfield, there's a lot of commercial buildings, a lot of offices around here, and we have helped, you know, many clients.
Peter, how do people find you?
Area.
How do they look you up?
They can look us up on Google. They will see our business page, New Height Movers. We will come up. We have all 5-star reviews. They can search for our website, newheightmovers.com. They can also check out our Instagram, New Height Movers. It's new_height_movers.
So, Peter, if you want to just send me that or tag me in a post, I will share it, and follow me. I'll follow you back, and then I'll be happy to share your Instagram with everyone. New Height Movers in South Plainfield. Thank you, Peter. Appreciate the call. 7:15, it's Small Business Monday, but we're talking about this sunglasses store in Evesham that got robbed. Have you ever been robbed, specifically if you are a small business owner or if you work in retail, have you ever been the victim of a crime? 1-800-283-101.5, 716, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather Next.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X, or visit NJ1015.com for the latest Jersey news and updates. New Jersey 101.5.
2 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We're talking about whether or not you've been robbed as a retail worker, as an owner. I got started in this, Joe Myra, this morning.
Yes,
bright and
Spadia.
Early. Dark and early, I should say.
That moon.
The moon today. How cool was that?
We get to see moon set when we come in.
Interesting, right? Because Jody and I took a walk after dinner last night, which is very healthy, by the way. You should walk after you eat.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there, a little PSA.
We call it a flagellance walk. To be a nice lady, it's the other F word for flagellants.
Interesting. I don't recall either of us having gas on the walk.
Well, you could though, and there you go.
I mean, maybe it was just discreet, and we were not sharing. I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't think of that.
Oh yeah,
is that why you do it?
It's a common thing. It's called
get the gas out.
Yeah.
What's it called? Flatulence
walk? Am I allowed to say the word?
Yeah, what? Fart?
Yes. See, I don't know.
Is that? There's no way the word fart is on the FCC banned list.
It's called a fart
walk. Is it like the 8 words now that you can't say?
How did we spiral into this?
Wow, that was your fault. That was 100% your fault.
That was record-breaking between the two of us and our ADD. We went from the topic.
What just happened? What was I even talking about? I don't know what the hell I was talking about. Now I'm thinking about it's the fart walk. All right, so take a fart walk after you eat? 1-800-283-101.5. Unbelievable. So the point that I was making, if I could make it, Jill, is that we walked after... We walked after dinner because I saw the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on one side of the sky.
Yeah.
Got up this morning, drove to work. It was on the other.
Oh, so you saw the moon rise and set.
Moon rise and set. Yeah,
oh,
I saw both.
Oh, that's very
cool. How about
that? And then this morning when you were driving to work, dark and early. See, we're going to bring it back.
Yeah.
You were driving to work, dark and early, and you thought about retail theft.
Here's what happened.
Okay.
No, the two women robbed a sunglasses hut.
Sunglass hut.
Well, like, really? Okay. Sunglass hut? Okay. I don't even own a pair of sunglasses.
Okay, boomer.
Is that a boomer thing? Like a
The sunglasses hut.
The hut that sells sunglasses.
Okay, anyway, yeah.
Route 73 in Evesham.
Very expensive, yeah.
18 pair.
Wow.
Why is it a pair? Mm. Two eyes? Doesn't really make sense.
That's a good point.
Doesn't really make sense. Why is it a pair of sunglasses?
Okay, anyway.
Let's discuss that.
That's why it's called the Sunglass Hut.
So the Sunglass Hut, is that really it? Sunglass Hut?
I think I'm right.
Hold on. No, you're right. Sunglass Hut. Damn. Anyway, the Sunglass Hut in Evesham was robbed. Mm-hmm. Two women, which surprised me.
Yeah.
And they got away with 18 to 20 pair of sunglasses.
That's a lot.
Worth 10 grand.
I believe it.
One of the perps sprayed the clerk with pepper spray or with bear spray. So I'm like, they caught one of them. Mm. One still. So I asked the question, have you been robbed? And the calls, we've been flooded. Like, everybody's got an experience. What my goal was to ask you about your experience being robbed at Carvel, but now it's too late because it's 7:26.
Because
we had a whole thing about the fart walk. So on the other side of, if you can stick around after news, I want you to tell the story. All right, Vito, Ed, Carl, hang in there. We're not talking about the fart walk. We are talking about whether or not you've been robbed as a retail manager, clerk, owner. It is Small Business Monday, 1-800-283-101.5, 7:26. Eric Scott with the news.
I've 7:36
on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, Eric, we were talking about this sunglass hut robbery, as Jill Myra has corrected me. I've been saying sunglasses hut. But, Jill, it should be sunglasses hut.
Well, yeah, I get your point.
It's not a sunglass.
Right.
They sell one side of it.
I don't say I'm going to put on my eyeglass.
Right. I'm going to put on my sunglass.
Right. It's sunny out. It's bright out. I got to put on my sunglasses.
Right. Sunglasses are for one, not necessarily two.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I agree with that logic.
Yeah. So anyway, the whole point of it was we were talking about getting robbed. And Jill, you had a story. By the way, Jody just texted me. She's like, yeah. I just turned it on. She's like, what is a fart walk? So, Eric, the last conversation devolved because we were talking about the moon.
Yeah.
And Jill's like, wow, look at the moon. I'm like, the moon's beautiful. I saw it set this morning and rise last night because after dinner, Jody and I take a walk. She does the walk is designed for blood sugar.
Well, it's but it is a thing that I didn't make this up. The
other people believe that it's a flatulence walk.
Yes. And as Thomas said, you send it up to up to the sky.
See what happens, Eric? Like, you leave the room and, like, it's...
I really should not leave the room.
No, it got out of control.
Just Google it. It's a thing. I didn't make it.
Well, I am still going with it's a blood sugar walk. It helps stabilize your blood sugar after you
eat.
It helps with digestion. I sleep better now
and
with the walk.
Thus, releasing but, anything
so
else.
So I will notice that now today. I'll ask Jody how that's... wow. Okay, so... The point we were making is I asked the question after the Sunglass Hut robbery.
Yeah.
Has anyone been robbed? Jill Myra has been robbed.
I have.
You have too?
Working retail.
Jill, tell me the story quick, Eric.
Mine was not scary or anything like that. This is classic me. I'm like 15 years old working at Carvel.
Carvel. Oh, I love Carvel.
There I am running the store. And it's like 9 o'clock at night. Nobody with me.
By yourself,
back in those days, right? And a guy came in asking for change. So he did that whole thing where he's like, he wanted change for a 20. I gave him 2 tens. Then he wanted like 2 fives for that. And like, I was like, the whole thing just was odd the way he kept asking for change from the bills. And after he left, I thought, I think we had just got swindled somehow, you know? Like
there was a Cheers episode about the guy that would come in?
Harry Anderson.
Harry Anderson. Yep. Yes, yes.
I was Harry Anderson.
So you were Harry Anderson.
Yeah.
How do you know you were? Were you short when you had to cash out? Or
always has been.
Yeah, it just felt like something was wrong, you know, and we didn't
You didn't check in those days. Nobody cared in those days. It was a rounding error. That's
exactly.
All. It was a rounding error.
It wasn't computerized or anything like that.
Totally,
you know,
different.
It was all cash, but something was just, and then I, you know, was told by other people, yeah, that's a thing. It's a total, like,
is that a thing?
Know, scam. Yeah, where they just keep asking, and they do
really?
It fast.
They do it fast, so you end up giving them more than they originally gave you.
Now give me a five for that, and can I get
really?
Bills for this? And after he left, yeah, it was like a magic
with
trick.
My luck, I would try that. I would end up walking out short.
Probably. Like,
I started with a 20. Yeah. How come I only have $3? What happened? I got $3 in two dimes.
So, yes, it wasn't, you know, anything like, I'm sure you guys have
Eric,
better stories with guns.
You've been robbed, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was in a Home Depot parking lot. I remember this.
Yes. You remember this?
Yep. Mm. Yeah, I had pulled in next to a van. And as I got out of my truck and was walking alongside of the van, guy comes up. Yeah. He's got a jacket on. He's got his hand in his jacket. And he goes, I'll take everything you have.
Wow.
And I gave it everything over. But the unfortunate part for him anyway is he took my cell phone, which the state police immediately tracked.
What a dum-dum.
And they found him.
Wow. Did you have to testify in court or did he plead?
And never heard another thing. They gave me, the cash was gone out of my wallet. But I got all my credit cards. I got my license back.
Really?
I got my phone back. I got everything back. And
had you already canceled the credit cards?
No, because I didn't have a phone.
Oh, that's, I wouldn't say funny. Not actually funny. Yeah,
right.
But that makes sense.
That is crazy. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
How soon after did you get your stuff back?
Within a couple of hours. Within a couple of hours, the police said they had the guy. I had to eventually go down to the police station
and get your stuff
working.
But it was the same day.
But it was the same day. Yeah, it was that.
Go New Jersey State Police.
Yeah. And that was what was weird about that is that was the exact same Home Depot where just a couple of months later, in the plumbing aisle, and I hear something hit the ground like a sack of wet cement, and a guy collapsed in the aisle, had a heart attack.
Same Home Depot.
Same
you
Home
brought
Depot.
Him back.
I until the paramedics got there, I got it. It was
wow.
It was crazy. I don't go to that Home Depot anymore.
I was going to say, yeah. You know what? Maybe off the air, tell me which one it is so I can avoid it too. Unreal. All right, let's go to Carl in Freehold. Hey, Carl, good morning.
Hey. Good morning. I hope you're having a great day.
You know what, Carl? I am. I hope you are as well. Day started off great, and it's continuing as such. So what do you got for us?
Well, I was working the 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift at a Wawa in Toms River.
Yeah.
As a cashier. And this guy comes in, starts asking me for change. I couldn't even tell you what the guy looked like today, but starts asking me for change. And I directed him to the little change makers because he got to buy something. He got one of those, put a bill up on the counter. And as soon as my register opens, mm-hmm. he dives across the counter and sticks his hand right in my register.
No kidding.
And yeah, and the only thought I have in my head is, oh, no, you don't. So I stepped back real quick, and I Sparta kicked the drawer shut with his hand still in it.
No kidding.
And when I say Sparta kick, I mean I followed it all the way in till it was shut with my foot.
Wow.
His hand got stuck in my register. He wound up yanking my entire register and point-of-sale system off of the counter.
Now, how long ago was this, Carl? How long ago was this?
Oh, man, this is, I'm 41 now, about 25 years ago.
So you're basically a kid working the register overnight at Wawa. Now, did he didn't have a weapon. He just went in for the grab.
I honestly don't know if he had one. Like, all I saw was him diving across my counter and trying to stick his hand in my register. He could have had a weapon. So, I don't know.
So what happened when the register crashes to the floor? Does the guy run?
Oh, no. He sat there and had to stomp on the cash drawer to get it to open, to let go of his hand. Because it was all tethered by all the cables and everything still to the counter.
What a mess. So what happened? Yeah, you called the police?
I called the police. They never caught the guy.
Wait, so he freed his hand and ran away?
Yes, he did.
How about that?
I'm willing to bet you he went to a hospital afterwards because I'm pretty sure his hand was busted.
So he got no money, though?
Not that I'm aware of. He didn't get anything.
How did the store owners deal with that because in the old days, you probably got thanked for it. Today, they'd be like, don't even confront them. Let them take it.
Well, Wawa had a very strict policy about just letting it happen if someone goes to rob you.
Yeah.
And I violated that policy. And as a result, I was let go.
No kidding. You foiled a robbery and got fired.
Well, if you sit there and think about it, I put everybody else in that store in an incredible amount of danger by doing that. It's the best thing you can possibly do is just let them have the money. Let them get what they want and get out of the store. The sooner they're out of the store, the safer you are.
Yeah. I wonder if that holds with without a weapon. I mean, I instinctively... what you did was courageous, and I wonder if more people fought back that you wouldn't have such a rash of robberies. Because I can tell you, the bodega owners in New York City are starting to push back, and you wonder how far people will go. Because I have often objected to this victim mentality that we have in the country, where the mentality is, let them go. And we saw those young women got fired. I don't know what store it was. It may have been a Victoria's Secret. I don't remember the brand. But they got in trouble just for calling the police while the robbery was going on. And I thought, you know, we've gone too far where the pendulum has swung. And I wonder how many store owners are going to start fighting back in a very big way, given the trends. I mean, you're going to see a shift in New York City if this guy wins, this radical jihadist who is running for mayor in New York. I mean, really dangerous stuff going on. Thank you, Carl. Appreciate the story. Vito, Ed, Jessica, hang in there. I'll be right back. Jessica, we're going to get to you first. I want to hear about the Dunkin' Donuts robbery. 746, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Staying on top of the topics that matter to you, we are New Jersey 101.5.
7:53 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We're talking about Small Business Monday. Have you ever been robbed? A Sunglass Hut was robbed of $10,000 in sunglasses on September 29th. Two female perps got into the store while they were open, sprayed the clerk with bear spray, and made off with 18 or 20 sunglasses worth 10 grand. The store clerk will be fine. We heard from another caller that the owners are a bit traumatized, and, you know, it's sad to see it. And I don't know, it raised a question, you know, our last caller who kicked the door shut on his register. I mean, the idea that we are a victim-based society, I'll be honest, I like the idea that there are bodega owners with shotguns behind the register. I think it's time that we stop tolerating these perps. You know, if a guy gets shot robbing a store, maybe that will send shockwaves through the criminal community to say, avoid that store. You might lose your life for stealing $100. And that's not to say that the punishment fits the crime, that death for $100 is an even trade. It's not. But society has got to get to a point where we are defending ourselves. It's why I favor the death penalty. And by the way, totally consistent with my Catholic faith, going back to popes, you know, hundreds of years ago. But what about you? Has this ever happened to you? And what are your thoughts on how we prevent it? Jessica in Ocean Township, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. So back in January of 2016, my husband and I were on our way to church on a Sunday morning, and we stopped at Dunkin' Donuts. I had a little bit of a sore throat. I wanted to run in, make my cup of tea. I knew the owner. I stopped at that Dunkin' Donuts every morning.
Yeah.
And so I go in, I get my tea. When I'm walking out, you know, the vestibule area in between the two doors, this guy's walking in. And I thought it was strange. He was pulling a bandana up over his face. And I just remember thinking, it was kind of a warm day in January. It was one of those weird Jersey days. And I was thinking, why, like, he can't be that cold. And before I knew it, he had me in the corner with a broken bottle to my neck. Superficial cut that I had. But he asked me, he said, you know, give me all your money, give me everything you have. And, you know, you always think you know what you're going to do in that situation. I was so shocked that I actually asked him if he was serious. He said yes and pushed the bottle further into my throat.
Wow.
To which again, I asked him a second time.
Oh, my God.
Seriously? Because I couldn't, I don't think my brain could realize, like, what was happening. So then he said it again, yes, give me what's in your wallet. So I gave him cash. In my, again, my moment of shock, I asked him if he wanted anything else. Like, I had, like, my credit cards. He said no, took the $100 and left.
Wow.
And so I just calmly walked back into the store, and I went up to the owner who I knew, and I said, I need to call 911. I was just robbed. Like, I had my cell phone on me and everything, but I was in such a state of shock.
Of course.
So when the police got there, they actually recognized his description. Unfortunately for me, unfortunately for him, they caught him on the camera because he came into the store. He walked past the drive-thru. He walked past, like, the liquor store camera. So they actually caught him because a couple days before, he was seen at the park with his girlfriend. And cops picked them up and actually drove them home. So the cops said, you know what, I think this is the same kid. I'm going to go drive to the house that I dropped him off at. Sure enough, at that point, they got the guy. They came. I ID'd him. He actually positively said, oh, yeah, I robbed that B word. Wow. And he, yeah, so they got him. He was high as a kite, had already spent my money on heroin. And he did get put in jail. A year later, we had the trial. I had to go testify.
Yeah.
My husband and I both testified. This guy, I was so fortunate. He had a rap sheet like a mile long, and he had armed robbery on there prior to that, assault with a weapon, a bunch of stuff. He was only 21 years old. He turned 21 in jail. So they put him away for 8 years. So presumably he's out probably this year or last year.
Wow.
Yeah, and yeah, it was crazy. His grandmother was there to testify on his behalf, saying that, like, he has a small daughter at home. He shouldn't get locked away. But, you know, my husband went up and testified and said, listen, like, judges have tried to rehabilitate this guy. Like, he's, you know, he... Since
some people are beyond rehabilitation. They're going to spend the rest of their life behind bars. It sounds like this scumbag is one of them. Thank God you're okay. Just real quick, I'm out of time. But what did your husband do? Yeah. Is he in the car? Did he even know this was going on?
Oh, my goodness. So the way that parking lot is, he was actually facing the road, so he didn't know. The cops asked him what he was doing, like, this whole time. He thought I was just in there chit-chatting, making us late for church, and he said he was watching, like, yeah, he was, like, rewatching the sports recaps and stuff. But, Bill, real quick, that Dunkin' Donuts was actually robbed about a month before that, where a guy came in with a weapon and robbed the whole store, too. So this was something that was common. They knew that store was targeted. So.
Well, I hope that they're doing something about that now and that that trend is going the other way. Jessica, thank you. What a story. Thank God you're okay. Appreciate you sharing it. Have a great rest of your day. You take care. 7:58. Eric Scott with your news next.
New Jersey 101.5. $1,000 a day at work payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway. New handbag. New phone. Pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work. Powered by Nissan. Fall starts with Nissan. Route 46, Route 17, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan. Where buying is always fun and easy.
.809 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, I want to just share something with you and ask for your help. Our friends Dan and Janie at St. Alphonsus brought to our attention that the local Amwell Valley Ambulance Corps, this is pretty cool, has been selected as one of five finalists in what's called the Defender Service Awards, where the organization that gets the most votes. Now, keep in mind, five North American finalists, three in Canada, only two in America, one in Oregon, and one locally right here in Hunterdon County, Central New Jersey, the Amwell Valley Ambulance Corps. Now, this is a fully volunteer nonprofit rescue squad based out of Ringo's. They are in the final selection now, between now and October 19th. If they win, listen to this, they will get $30,000 and a rehab trailer. I mean, think about what that means to a volunteer group that is out there saving lives. Joining me now, the chief of Amwell Valley Ambulance Corps, Paul. What's going on, Paul? How are you?
Morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Well, first of all, congratulations. I understand you guys, as a finalist, got some cash, which is very cool. Tell me, how did you get selected, and how can people help you win?
Sure. So I just want to clarify. The award that we're going for is $30,000 and a Land Rover Defender 130. We already have the rehab trailer.
Got it.
Our current SUV.
Got it. Thank you for clearing that up. Got it.
Yeah, no problem. So we really need help from everyone. It's one vote per day per email address, and they can go to our website, which is avac48.org. Our submission video is on there. We had to submit a video as well as every other organization. It's 3 minutes long, so it is a little bit of watching. But we had a lot of fun doing it. We got a bunch of our volunteers involved, some help from the local community as well. And based on that video, we were selected as one of the finalists.
That is so cool. How many folks volunteer for the Ambulance Corps? How many do you have?
So we have about 50 members.
Yeah. How busy are you? How many calls do you guys get a month?
A month, it ranges. On average, we get about 5 to 550 a year.
Wow. That's a lot. I mean, you're averaging more than one a day, almost two a day. That's busy.
Yeah, it's a lot for our area. We're a very rural farm community. We've got the Sourland Mountains in our area as well. A lot of bike accidents, stuff like that.
Yeah. So how do you have any idea of how your progress is now? Or no, everybody's just kind of on your own. You'll find out on the 19th.
We're on our own. They won't tell us anything until after voting is finalized. And then the two finalists with the top votes out of that get sent out to California where they actually announce the winner.
All right. So what we need the audience to do is click on the link. I will post this to our site. And it's avac48.org. That's your site, right? Do you have it linked there as well?
Yes, so okay. There's a big vote now button below the video.
Got it. All right, we're going to make this super easy. I'm going to put this on the station website, nj1015.com/BillSpadia. I will send that out we'll send out an alert on our app chat, so every person that has downloaded the app will have a chance to vote. And when you put your email in, you'll be able to vote every day between now and the 19th, right? Once a day.
Correct. Every day, every email address. So if you have multiple email addresses, make sure you use each one as well. And every vote counts.
And to be clear, you survive on donations. You guys have an older SUV that is pulling the trailer now that is just not keeping up. You could use the new one. A Land Rover is going to be, wow, how great would that be? Plus 30 grand. For equipment, correct. Everything else. I love it. Paul, thank you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for having the kind of service that was able to get to the final five. It's a big deal out of ambulance corps around the country. So I'm impressed already, and we're going to do our part to help you win this vote.
Thank you very much, Bill, and I appreciate the time.
You got it. You take care. All right. That's pretty cool, guys. So if you can vote, so I will put this out on the website, and I'll share it on social media. And if you don't mind, share it with your Facebook friends. Just continue to share. Ask everybody to vote. It means the world to this Central Jersey Rescue Squad. Thank you. 8:14. All right. Other side, Small Business Monday. We'll continue. What's your small business? And yes, sidebar, have you ever been robbed? We had the situation of the Sunglass Hut being robbed with two folks that attacked and assaulted the clerk with bear spray. One is in custody. The other is still out. And hopefully they will track her down soon. But has your store ever been robbed? And what are you doing to protect you and your employees? 1-800-283-101.5. 8:14. Fast traffic instant weather next.
Stay connected with traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes right here on New Jersey 101.5.
A23 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. We have a solution, a settlement, maybe an answer to the controversy earlier this morning.
I was going to walk out of the studio, and Bill got real serious. He's like, "Wait, Jill, I need to speak to you about something."
It sounded very serious.
Yeah.
Well, Jody and I have been doing these blood sugar walks after, and you doubled down on the flatulence walk. Mm-hmm. We are both right. The top three reasons to walk after you eat is it relieves gas, helps with digestion,
improves digestion,
lowers blood sugar,
relieves bloating,
and bloating. So four reasons. How about that?
Who doesn't want that?
You know, All those things. Yeah, we got started on this early this morning because you were talking about the moon. I was trying to get the story out of you about how you got robbed at Carvel. And what's funny is the Carvel robbery, it was not really a robbery. It was, as much as a guy that had fast hands and swindled you out of change. Is that a thing? Do people still do that?
I guess so. Yeah, they totally do.
Do most clerks, will they not give change now because of that?
Yeah, right? Who's even doing that anymore?
Who uses cash anymore?
In fact, I have seen signs at businesses that say, like, we do not give change. Yeah.
But do you carry cash? I never have cash.
Oh, it's embarrassing how much I don't carry cash because there's times where...
You need it. You want to tip somebody?
Yes.
Jody still does. Like, I went to the car wash yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was one of those moments where my wife looks at me and she had that face of, I know you're going to do this anyway. You're going to be disappointed because the reason you're here won't be solved. So a bird pooped on the windshield.
Yeah, I got that going on too. Yeah.
The car wash doesn't really take it off. So she's like, we could have saved. Now it was after Mass. So we haven't had our first cup of coffee yet because we're going to 8 a.m. Mass.
Man.
So Jody's got that look like, I need the first cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And she's thinking about the Vietnamese coffee she's going to make when we get home. And I'm like, do you mind if we just swing by the car wash? Well, that took 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then another 50. So, like, I've now delayed the coffee for 45 minutes.
Yeah, there's no swinging by anything when you want coffee.
And I just looked at her. I read her mind. Okay. I'm like, the bird poop's not coming off, is it? She's like, no, it's not. We could have gone home first and I would have gotten it off with ammonia.
Yeah,
so
really.
I go through the car wash, $20 later, I still get the bird poop, and I'm out there scrubbing it with ammonia.
What's this have to do with having cash?
Oh, just trying to gently bring you
back to the
when you're
you
done.
Back.
All right, here's what it has to do with cash. When you get through the car wash, I go to major car wash. Great small business, by the way, on 206. You get through, there are a couple of guys with the soft towels.
Throw them some money,
You want to tip them.
Of course.
So I give them $5.
Oh, nice.
But I don't have cash. And now when you go in, you can't add a tip because it's all contactless.
Yeah, and they won't nobody's giving you money back.
Right. So, and I don't carry, I don't even carry a wallet. Here's what I carry.
A phone.
No. Well, in Europe, by the way, did not need a wallet, did not need credit cards, needed nothing, had my phone. Everything is tap to pay.
I know, that's
how I am. The bus, the train.
Yep.
How are we not doing that in America?
My whole life is like a Disney vacation. Like when you go to Disney, you get the magic band.
Right.
And you just tap. That's how
I
am.
Your phone.
I tap everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything I can. I just don't carry cash. Anyway, long story short, the flatulence walk is real. Walk after you eat. 826. Eric Scott with the news next. Eight 38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you on this Small Business Monday till 10 o'clock this morning. Eric, I heard you read that ad about ACI Medical and Dental. Just so happens our friend Frank Preston from ACI is on the line for Small Business Monday. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, Frank.
Bill, good morning. And Bill, Eric, I couldn't have done a better job than you just did promoting what we do at ACI Medical and Dental School. It's a beautiful morning, and it's been a great weekend as well.
It's a good ad because it's truthful.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, Frank, you and I have talked about this. I know you and Eric have had this conversation. The opportunity that you're offering young people, instead of going into six-figure debt to get a degree they can't use, and they're going to end up in mom's basement for way too long, this gets them out working soon without the debt. It's huge.
It is. Within 3.5 months, during our day students are starting their internship and employment after 3.5 months.
I mean, that's got to be a record. Like, think about that today, right, Eric? Like, you think you and I go back in the day. That doesn't exist today in people's minds. Right, they think I graduate high school, and it's 2 years or 4 years before I even think about getting into the real workforce.
Well, but how many times have you and I talked about, you know, over the years, the value of trade schools, the value of you know, teaching skills, and you know, and Frank, you know, you and I have had this conversation too, is that there are people that I meet all the time in my doctor and dentist offices that started their careers with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, 10, 15 years ago. And now, you know, and it's just been a wonderful experience. I love your campus. You've been to see the campus.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, isn't it amazing? I mean, beautiful. It's just, I love the historic nature of the campus and the fact that you're working in months and not years.
That building, that I was there before it was fully renovated. I bet it looks beautiful now. I haven't been back in it. It's been a couple, I think it was, what, 2 years ago, Frank? Maybe three?
It has been 2 years. You're due to come back and visit, Bill.
Yeah, I want to come back. We'll do a, we should do a walkthrough and a tour and a meet and greet and just highlight it. And I know, you know, just what Eric said, like, it's you're right. It's a beautiful campus. So the learning environment itself is conducive to a successful career. That's the difference. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize your mindset starts when you get into a classroom, and you want to make sure that you've got the right environment. And it just feels like success. It's positive. People are smiling. They're working there because they want to work there. It's a big deal.
Yes, they are excited about their future careers. And as you both have said before, it is a pathway. Coming to become a medical assistant or a dental assistant with radiology licensing, it becomes a pathway for a hygienist school or for a nursing school or a physician's assistant. But the nice part about it is that you're in the career within 3.5 months. You're starting your internship and or employment, which is so exciting for our graduates. We have many have gone on to doctors.
This could be a first step, and then some of them go on and get into medical school. It's huge. Let me ask you this, though. What is the profile? We're talking to now 18-year-old seniors that are going to graduate this year. What opportunities do you have?
They've been coming many students are coming out of high school. They recognize the value of coming into an accelerated program. It's not easy. You're working hard. You're studying hard. But within 3.5 months, you're starting your career. They're ready to do that. They understand the pathway. And also what's very nice about K-12 is that they're realizing the value that you can come into a school like ACI Medical and Dental School and then go on to the pathway. And so they're recognizing the value that we bring to the table with our high outcomes of an employment rate of 90% and a 96% pass rate on those national credentials that you have and take and pass to be able to work in healthcare. That's happening with a 96% pass rate. So they're validating what we do, and they're proposing to their students, their graduates, that it's a great opportunity for them to come here first and then move on from this location to a deeper dive.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. Frank, I really appreciate it. What's the, just give the website and the number one more time.
Sure. It's ACI Medical and Dental School. It's www.aci.edu right here in Eatontown.
ACI.edu. Can't be any easier than that.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, Frank, always great to talk to you, man.
Thank you both, Eric. Have a great day. Bill, thank you so much.
You got it. Take care, Frank.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, it's real stuff, right, Eric? Like, that's the... That's what people miss, and it's every time we talk about it, you find when people call, it's the one thing they don't call the complaint about their job.
Right. And the thing I love that Frank mentioned is that, you know, you can go on to a career in nursing or medical school, and medical school, it's so critical to have clinical hours.
Yeah.
So even as you're working, you know, either in medical assisting or that, you're getting clinical experience, clinical hours, and that makes a difference when you apply.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you can figure out what you want to do. Most people they're thinking, I got to go to college and figure it out. You could figure it out in high school, get started, and think about the options that gives you. You know, instead of taking time off to figure it out, instead of just going into a community college and figuring it out, you go get a skill set. You train, and they pay you.
Well, but I think you and I've talked about this so much that the pendulum is starting to swing now, especially among high school guidance counselors, where they are starting to identify, hey, you know, you don't need to go for a 4-year degree. There's a trade school. There is demand for electricians and, you know, skilled craftsmen and auto mechanics and things like that, where you can make a really good living at it.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should phase out all subsidies for higher education that is not directly related to a skill set. And what I mean by that is, why is the government subsidizing anybody to go take a course and a degree in basket weaving? You're wasting everybody's time. You're not going to get a job from that. Why are we paying for it? And by the way, all these subsidies drive up the cost for the cash payers, for anybody that is actually paying for this and having to go borrow money from a bank to cover college debt and loans. So the reality is, figure what? Kids are in college now. If you got in under whatever program it is, let it run for the 4 years. Then figure the juniors in college, in high school, are applying now. So I think we should have a 6-year phase out starting now for higher education subsidies, and instead invest some of those tax dollars. Most give back to the taxpayers, but invest some of those tax dollars in creating opportunity for young men and women in high school to make a better decision, and not for everybody, but make a better decision for them to actually get a skilled trade. Do you agree that we should stop subsidizing higher education and reinvest our money back to taxpayers and to the skilled trades? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 8:46 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Get the latest traffic and weather updates with the New Jersey 101.5 app.
Five.
.854 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, remember, the Win Cash is back. So keep listening. We have the next at work payday. You can win $1,000 coming up at 9:20. So less than a half hour away. Stay tuned or tune back in if you're at work. And also October 9th and 16th, we're calling it our $10,000 Thursdays. So those days you can win up to $10,000 with the at work payday. So just make sure if you are listening on a radio or you're in your car, download the app, because that's where you get most of the alerts. And we have the app chat where you can talk to me throughout the show. And to be fair, I'm not seeing it directly, but producer Thomas is grabbing every one of those and will respond. If you need something, if there's a website I mentioned or something that you need help with, go to the app chat, send us a note, and I promise we will get back to you. All right. I kind of ran over last segment, so I want to break for news and give our sponsors a chance to be heard. After the 9 o'clock news, let's get back to Small Business Monday. Do you have something you want to plug? Honestly, if it's a charity, a nonprofit, a small business, I want to hear from you. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. I'll tell you about the pork neck, my new favorite meat. Oh, wait, I'll tell you what I made. 8:55, fast traffic, instant weather next.
Where news, talk, weather, and traffic come together to keep you informed and connected to everything Jersey. This is New Jersey 101.5.
9:08 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Ed, Nick, I'm going to get to you guys in the midst of this Small Business Monday talking about whether or not you got robbed. Eric, that story about the now I know sunglass hut. I mean, I Jill called me a boomer for saying sunglasses hut, but they are sunglasasses. You don't just have one sunglass.
Correct. I agree with your theory.
Right? I mean, yes. So sunglasses hut makes more sense. Anyway, yes. We don't have to go down that rabbit hole. But the store in Evesham on Route 73 was robbed on September 29th by two women. First of all, that struck me, that two women committed the robbery. I don't know why that struck me, but it just seems that almost all these perps are men.
Well,
right?
I don't know how many men really know what are the valuable sunglasses. I wouldn't know.
Maybe that's... Well, you lead me to the second point, which is $10,000 in sunglasses. You think, oh, what was that? 500 sunglasses? Right. No.
No.
18.
Yeah.
Wow, is that possible? Who's paying hundreds of dollars for a pair of sunglasses? I think that's insane.
People will do it.
What did your cheaters cost? The sunglasses cheaters that you bought?
Oh, I don't know. I got
$10?
Six of them for a dollar. I don't know.
What are you up to now? You won one and a half?
I'm a 1.25. 1.25.
Oh, my God. I'm older than you. Not by much.
Not quite a year.
I'm at two already.
Yeah. Well, it's... I fight it. I could probably go up, but I do, you know, I could, my ophthalmologist told me, once you start down this path.
Eric, it's so true. Here's what's funny. So I do a lot of Zoom interviews from my home studio, and I notice I take my glasses off because at 2, your eyes are bigger.
Yes.
So it looks really goofy on TV. Looks goofy. Yep. So I have to. So now I take them off. So when people are like, "Oh, did you? You were reading that?" No. It's got to all be in my head now because I can't read without the glasses.
Yeah.
And because it's blurry. And it started with the menus. I'll never forget it. We were traveling with friends in St. Thomas. I mean, this is now going back 10, 15 years, and they were all excited. They were older than us because the menus had a light.
Oh, they have that at Luca.
Yeah, I love that. So Jody and I were like going back to our room. We're like, imagine the old guys needing a light. A year later, I'm like, crap, I can't read the menu either.
Well, I do have to wear prescription lenses, especially when I'm driving. And I have a set of bifocals, but the ones that they don't have a line.
But you can kind of look up for far and look down for reading.
Yeah. And if I'm working in my office, going back and forth between the computer screen or, you know, the desk, or I'm writing notes, and I have to cock my head at weird angles to get just the right sweet spot in the lens.
Right.
And sometimes Sandra will come in sometimes. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm working." She's like, "Well, you have such a weird look on your face.
Why is your head all cocked the wrong way?" I hear you. The price of getting older. But anyway, the store got robbed. The one woman used bear spray on the clerk. And I guess what a caller said earlier, that clerk is one of the owners. And she said she's not going back to the store ever again. Like, she's... it was traumatized, which I understand. Yeah. Imagine what that felt like, getting sprayed in the face with bear spray.
I can't even imagine. It can cause respiratory distress. I mean,
she's okay now, though, right?
Yeah, we believe that she's going to be okay. And I don't know if they sprayed her in the face, if they just sprayed it, you know, in the room. I mean, either way.
In the room, you smell that.
Oh, yeah, it'll absolutely.
It'll impact your breathing, for sure.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, thank goodness she didn't have asthma or stuff like that.
I thought about that. You know, we talk about these hot peppers we get. My friend John and Tracy, their farm, and we get the long hots every year.
Yeah.
And then this year we went through the whole process of chopping and getting them salted and in the oil. I mean, it's so good. I mean, I've got these jars that will last for years. But when I fry them, so some of them I don't jar, I take the actual pepper, bag it, freeze it.
Okay.
And then I'll have fried long hots at any time of the year. But everyone leaves the house. So now Jody's like, "You got to start frying those outside."
Yeah.
So we have one of those grills. I don't know what it is. Like a I don't
flat
know
top.
Yeah, like a flat top that is contained. It's electric.
Oh,
it's
okay.
A skillet, maybe an electric skillet.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yep.
So that's what I'm going to start doing, because she makes something called chowyo, which is unbelievable. This rice paper and shrimp and pork filled. Ooh. It's so good, but it's done with fish sauce.
Oh.
And it stinks. The fish sauce, when it hits the heat, is horrific. So we do it outside. So now I got to start doing the peppers outside, which I should have thought of before. And the point I was making in reference to the bear spray is the peppers fill the kitchen. And even with the fan on and the windows open, like my mother-in-law, I mean, she's going to go, she stays back in her space because it's toxic for an hour.
It is. I do the same thing if I'm doing like fish stock, because I make all my own broths and stocks. But, you know, nobody wants fish heads and shrimp shells boiling in the kitchen for, you know, 18 hours.
No, it's gross.
Yeah, it's
disgusting. You do it outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody hang in there. It is Small Business Monday. And yes, in reference to this, Ed, I know you've got a story about being robbed. I want to talk to you about that. And then, Nick, you got a story about being a cancer survivor. We'll get to you as well. Everybody else, hang in there. I also want to give you my opinion on what this judge did blocking President Trump from deploying the National Guard. I'll have more on that coming up after Traffic and Weather next.
where you can stay connected to everything happening in Jersey. This is New Jersey 101.5.
923 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to clarify that Route 133 that Joe Meyer was talking about. I do love it, but I have to tell you, as a taxpayer, that road aggravates me because, just like the Pete Biondi bypass, we have these government boondoggle projects where they put millions of dollars into something that is A, not an effective bypass, and B, most people don't use. The Pete Biondi bypass drives me crazy. Because it goes to one lane, there's a light. What kind of bypass is that? I thought the whole point was, and it only cuts off about a mile and a half of 206. Anyway, don't get me started. Actually, I'm already started. So 133 is great, and it's a good shortcut for us to get to the turnpike, but it should have never been built. That was a Christine Todd Whitman boondoggle. I don't know whose pockets got lined for that one. Let's go to Ed and Del Ram. What I was talking about is the Sunglass Hut that got robbed a week ago, and two female perps robbed at Bear Spray Point. What's going on, Ed?
So, Mr. Bill, in honor of the old-fashioned phone booth, I'm going to drop a dime to tell you about a crime happened when I was
there. You go.
12 and a half to 13 years old, where one day I was collecting my newspaper route in the summer, and it's something I will never forget. And I had $13 on me, and two guys came up to me, and they were asking me where somebody lived. And I said, you know, something don't feel right here. And then they said, empty your pockets and give us all your money. We saw you collecting money. So I says, no, I'm not going to do it. And then before I know it, they turned me upside down, held my legs, both guys. One guy was 17, the other guy was 18 years old. And they shook me until all the money came out of my pockets. And by this time, I'm
like a cartoon. Did they stay? You were up on your, you were upside down.
Yeah. So they put me back on my feet, and one guy was picking up all the money off the ground because there was change and dollar bills.
Yeah.
So anyway, check this out. The one guy's lecturing me. You better not tell anybody. Hey, we're gonna beat their ass. We'll beat your ass. Your ass will be grass. Keep your mouth shut. So I'm like crying and everything. And then I was friends with this girl. She was like one quarter away. The minute I could get away from them, I ran like a Learjet to her house and pounded on the door like a nut. And she's screaming, what's the matter? And I'm like, I just got robbed. Tell your mom to call the police. So back then you had the police in the police station, like not where they have, you know, 12 towns like now. And the dispatcher told the girl's mom, she said, tell him to get on the phone and give us a description. And luckily, there was a cop very close to, back then, what was called Millside Manor Apartments. Big complex.
Yeah.
And he says, I'll take the call. I'm coming right near it. So he gets in there. I'm giving a description. Next thing I hear him say is, holy bleep, I just passed those two guys.
No
kidding.
He turns
around.
I love it.
He turns around. He gets out of the patrol car. He yells, you two freeze, stay right there. And these guys weren't stupid. You know what they did, Bill? They split up and ran in both in different directions.
Well, did they catch the guys?
Oh, they both all got good. Tried and hey, convicted. And
two
everything.
Questions, Ed, real quick. Two questions. One, do you write these jokes before you come on when you started with the drop a dime? And do you have a whole list?
And it's just all generated in my head.
I love that. And two, where is Millside Manor? What town is that in?
It's in Delran, the town I grew up
in.
It was a newspaper route that was literally a mile and a half away from my house.
It's not there anymore?
Board
Op Kathy's telling me it's not there. It's not there?
No, it's still there.
Interesting. All right, we'll solve the Millside Manor controversy other side of the news. Thank you, Ed. Nick, hang in there. 927, Eric Scott with your news next. 9, oh, yeah, it is 9. Well, Joe, you just screwed me up. I'm like, wait a minute, where did you go? Now I'm like, no, it is 9 o'clock. It's actually 9:37.
You know what it is? Because I'm, automatically...
What did you just say, 10?
Yeah, see, my brain, because I've been doing this for so many decades now.
Where did you go?
My brain sees a time, and it goes to the next time, the next traffic report.
You know? When's your next one?
My next one's at 9:48. However, I was pulling up my sponsor for the 9:48.
Got it.
So I saw that 48. My brain thought
9:48. It's something.
Yeah, I translate. You know, I translate the.
We're able to interpret you now.
I wonder.
It's a skill.
Yeah.
It's taken me years.
But I always ask that to people who speak different languages.
Yeah.
Do they, what language do they think in? You know, like if you're bilingual.
I assume that you think in your, I don't know actually.
The language from.
Do you know some people don't have an inner voice?
No.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Get out of here.
I'm going to do a whole show on it.
That is the lie.
Look,
of
go to the Google.
They do. It's called your brain.
Google. No, some people don't have it. It's just.
You mean whatever they're thinking comes right out of their mouth?
Comes right out of their mouth.
Oh, yeah. That is so true.
I was
going to
say, that's the morning show.
I know
that's,
some special snowflakes.
Yeah, some people, yeah. No, but some people don't have the same interval. Like you clearly do because every once in a while it leaks out.
So
I clearly do because
so
every
you.
Once in a while.
But thank
like, what
God
did you just
we
say?
Have an edit switch.
Because I do. It's sometimes it's broken, but like I'll have a half a thought in my brain, and then the rest of it will come out, and people will say, "What the hell are you talking about?" I'm like, "Oh, you were not in my head. You were not reading my mind."
Yeah,
it's so much easier.
But I always wonder that, like, if you're bilingual, are you?
What are you thinking?
Or what language are you thinking in?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't have that concern because I am not bilingual. I'm still working on English.
If we added that to this mess, oh boy!
If we were bilingual, oh no, not gonna work. Not going to work, although you need to be to watch the Super Bowl halftime show. That's a whole another disaster that we can talk about. Let's go to Nick in Toms River. Nick, you survived cancer. You're a young guy. Tell me.
I was 39, diagnosed with breast cancer.
No kidding. You don't hear that often with men, but it can happen.
Yeah, they expect like 2,800 cases in 2025. And 5'10" not to make it through it.
How are you doing today?
I'll be 66, so I'm doing pretty good.
God bless you. God bless you. Wow. And how young were you? You were diagnosed at 39. How traumatic 39. Was that? You had a family. What went through your mind and your family? What was that like?
It was traumatic for my children.
Yeah, I bet.
I had young children. My wife and I had our little pity party, and I said, gotta treat it like a bad case of hemorrhoids. It's going to be a pain in the butt. And we got through it.
How long before you were cancer free?
They say 5 years they determined I was cancer free.
How did they catch it as a guy?
I had felt something like tingly. And it was about a month tingling and never found a lump. And then on my 39th birthday, I found the lump.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, that was a Friday. Monday, I called out sick of work, went to the doctor, and luckily she took it serious and sent me for a mammography and an ultrasound.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, thank God for good doctors and and your heads up call. How long did you battle cancer before they said, okay, you're good? Did you have surgery? Did you go through chemo?
Yeah.
What was it like?
I had a mastectomy because the margins weren't good, whatever that means. I'm not a doctor. But yeah, I had a mastectomy and then I went through 6 months of chemo.
And for a guy, what are they cutting out? Like this, like what are they, right? It's not like you have the same breast as a woman. So how does that work?
They take out what they need to.
Yeah.
And did the lymph node dissection and cut from almost the center of my chest to under my armpit. So just like a woman would.
And you feel great today. How old are you now?
I'll be 66 in November.
Good for you. Look at that. 30 years. 30 years. You're a winner, Nick. Hey, man, thank you for calling, sharing the story. Appreciate it. You take care. All right, what time we do? Let's go to Abby in Warren Township. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. I just wanted to tell you guys that I am so happy you're back together. Eric did a magnificent job when you were gone, but I've missed you. I got to know you. During COVID, my family and friends always said, you will love Bill Slater. But getting up at 4:30 and commuting to New York, I never really got to hear you. And for like the last 5 years, I'm like, oh, my God, he's my guy. And we're the same age. So I can relate to so many things. Thank you for being back. Good luck to you and your teammates. I just wish you the greatest thing
wow.
in the world.
What a nice call. Abby, you made my day. Thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate it. You know, we forged a lot of friendships through the COVID battles because so few broadcasters were willing to really speak the truth, and we just challenged the narrative from go. And I still get a lot of people that come up to me and say, hey, thanks for getting me through COVID. And I'm like, look, I call it as I see it. You know, we do that with politics. We do it with everything. And to you know, I always tell people I'm not some trained broadcaster. I didn't go to broadcasting school. I just like to talk and I like to listen. And I enjoy conversations with people. And this is a uniqueness of this show where it's true interaction because we can get to a lot of calls in 4 hours. And you just get so many different perspectives. But anyway, you made my day, Abby.
100%.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day, everybody.
Yeah, you too. You take care. Well, that made my day, Abby from Warren. How about that? Guys, it is good to be back. And, you know, there's a lot of hate out there. And we mock it, as you know. I do the Hater Meter on Wednesdays. By the way, still looking for a sponsor. If you are a therapist, licensed therapist, that handles anger management, we have a sponsorship opportunity for you. Call 1-800-283-101.5. We'll get your information and get you in touch. That said, we have fun with the hate because some people just take themselves too seriously. They always look at the negative. And, you know, whether it's my talking about this upcoming election and I see the nastiness on social media, because everybody, you get to a point where you think, if this doesn't happen, the world will end. No, it won't. No, it won't. We're going to be just fine. We're going to get through this November. We're going to move into 2026. We're going to focus there. The fight continues to make New Jersey the place that you can live and grow and raise your family and start a business and buy a home and, God willing, retire. And, you know, as Abby said, right, we're the same age. I mean, I'm 56, so I'm starting to think ahead. What does the next 10 years look like? I don't know that I'll ever formally retire, but there will be a time when I have my last broadcast. There will be a time when I'm like, all right, I'm done waking up at 3:30 in the morning. There'll be a time when things will change. I would like for that time to be in New Jersey. And that's why I fight. And if you don't like something I said because I call out the guy that you're voting for or the woman you're voting for or whatever it is, don't take it out on me. I'm going to just be the mirror that reflects the pulse of New Jersey and what's happening out there. And yes, I'm going to add to that and tell you that there are certain things that we ought to expect from our leaders in order to help make New Jersey the place that we have loved for most of us for our entire life. So I am here to fight for you. I am here to fight for you. If you don't have a voice, I'm going to give you that voice as long as I have a microphone. Our other side, I do want to mention what's going on in Portland, because it is absolutely outrageous that activist judges are trying to handcuff the president of the United States, who is trying to keep our communities safe and turn back the tide of these criminal aliens and gangsters and drug runners and everything else. And it's time for the president to defy these out of control judges who, in my opinion, are complicit with the violence, near treason is going on at the judicial level with what's happening in Portland. I'll tell you a little more on the other side as we wrap up. 9:46, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day, at work, payday. When would be a good time to win $1,000?
Right now.
Listen for the at work payday cash code starting at 8 a.m. Complete contest rules and details on our New Jersey 101.5 app. $1,000 a day just for listening at work on New Jersey 101.5. Powered by Nissan. Fall starts with Nissan. Route 46, Route 17, Edison Nissan, and Route 33 Nissan. Where buying is always fun and easy.
Have a good one, Dan. Thank you. 9:53. Guys, got to get out of here real quick. So the president of the United States, Donald Trump, has called for the National Guard to be mobilized in Texas and Oregon and Washington State. And he is attempting to put down the violence that has taken place in Portland, Oregon. It's bad. It's as bad as you can imagine with gangs and fentanyl pushers and criminal aliens and the like. A federal judge said, no, can't do it. So I just shared this on X, and I hope if you follow me on X, I'm at Bill Spadia, share this, that what I said was basically, look, this should have been done in 2020, and I called President Trump out on this, which he's still annoyed at me for, but it was real. When the cities were being overrun by Black Lives Matter, those riots which led to death and destruction. But now you got illegals, you got gangs, criminals. We've got to put the safety of innocents first. And President Trump is doing the right thing. And these activist judges should be ignored. I'll leave you with a quote from a Supreme Court justice back in the 1940s. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. Stop hiding behind that as an excuse for lawlessness and the invasion that we are undertaking right now. It's time to take our streets back. And thank you, President Trump, for doing it. 9:54. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.